Now, we have been talking about the nervous system, talking about sleep.
Yes.
And just to sound a little bit smart, after you walked into the building last week, I did a bit of research and there was an actual article about sleep.
Yeah.
And if I could just be a bit of a reporter for a moment and go to my device, it was actually saying that 1/3 of Australian adults are not getting the recommended amount of sleep.
That does not surprise me.
And young adults between 18 enough. And 34 are the most sleep deprived. And that's what we have been talking about.
So true.
When I saw that email, I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes. We're actually talking about things.
Stuff that's true.
That's always a bonus, right? How are we kind of traveling today?
We're traveling okay.
Yeah.
I've had good sleep.
Yeah.
So I'm maybe a bit too bubbly this morning. I need to going really well this morning. I thought what we might do is kind of recap briefly where we've been.
Yeah,
and
good
then
idea.
Where we're headed to sort of go. Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And kind of where have we been?
Where have we been? Well, for those long-time listeners, we have been we started off at the gut brain axis. Do you remember talking about how they look alike? You know, you've got your intestines and your brain and they look alike. So you've actually got like two brains because the gut's known as the second brain.
Yes.
So we started there and how they communicate.
Mm-hmm.
Then we talked a little bit about gut function and how we need the building blocks for neurotransmitters and hormones. Remember the Lego car?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm remembering all of this.
It's all coming back.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's good. and then we talked about nervous system signals. And I think that was our Anzac Day. We talked a little bit about looking for signals in other people as well. That
we
the nervous
did.
System's not regulating well.
Yeah.
And then we moved on to cortisol and melatonin and the shift workers and how they, take over from one or the other. Then we moved into sleep and what's really important, why sleep is really important and the different stages and what it does in your brain and body. So this morning I thought, let's look at it all in total. What is the nervous system
Brilliant.
When it break it down, you know, in its whole and how does it work in the body? I'll tease a little bit of what we're going to talk about from there on.
I was not even joking last week when I said I'm ready for class because I've got my notebook and pen, but everything that you've already gone through, and I know I'm not alone, listeners, I know you'll be agreeing with me, we actually are retaining the information. So when you're saying all of those things, which is a testament to you, that you're not just like speaking to nobody.
Oh, praise God.
We are. Praise God. Yeah. A praise report there. We are actually learning. So today's particular class that we're about to sit for, I can't wait because I know that it's going to be really, really helpful. And the things that you have already talked to us, what are we going to do this morning with you, Em?
What are we going to do? We are going to look at the nervous system sort of in its whole capacity rather than kind of diving down into little bits of this one and this one. And I thought I'll kind of talk a lot about the three sort of main components. So you have your central nervous system and then there's little arms that come off that are run by the central nervous system. So I thought I'd break that down a little bit so that we get a bit of an understanding of the different parts of the whole. And then I would wrap it up with my favourite part of the nervous system, which is the enteric nervous system.
Hang on. Are you allowed to have a favourite part?
Probably not, but as a naturopath, we work in the gut much. So it's kind of like, that's my safety place.
Yes. In the gut.
All
right. It might be my favourite too. I'll wait for your little explanation about it and see if you've won me over.
I don't know whether you I like all of the gurgles and I like to know all the sounds and noises.
So far, so good.
Yeah. So maybe if we start somewhere else first, because I could talk about the enteric nervous system, which means gut, by the way. But I do refer to it as the enteric nervous system. So let's go with the central nervous system first and what that's comprised of.
Okay.
So there is a brain and a spinal cord, and that is basically where, that it's like the powerhouse. It's the head office.
Right.
Yeah. So all your emotions, memories, that's the thoughts, that's the source. I'm sure we're all pretty familiar with that, with the brain being the source of all of those things. Most of the nerve impulses that stimulate your muscles also come from there. You have nerves that sort of spread out from that central nervous system and basically goes to every bit of your body, and that gives the information back and forth to the brain. So you have, you know, when you can touch something, that sends an information from the nerve up back up to the brain, so the brain can register what you're touching. Is it soft? Is it hard? Is it spiky? Is it, and then the brain will also send messages out to your muscles to move, basically. And so that is part of, you have an autonomic nervous system, which just means it sort of runs by itself. You don't have to necessarily think about it. So things like your heartbeat, for example, you don't have to think about your heartbeat.
I'm glad about that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It just does itself. So, like, I think that's incredible. Just when you, if we can just take a moment on that, right?
Absolutely.
Because I just feel like that is how God has his hand over that in itself. You know, we don't have to think about how we're living, like, about how our heart beating is beating, that we're breathing. These things happen just automatically. Like,
it's so wild.
Isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
And listeners,
am I
going to
say it or are you going to say it?
I'm just like, I'm going to leave it for you, but I'm just going to say, listeners, this is why I love Em. It's because she's so knowledgeable about stuff and everything. She can bring it back to Jesus. I really, really respect that about you, Em.
Oh, thank you.
But you got to do the line.
We are wonderfully made.
Hey!
Before the break, I mentioned the muscles and the messages that go between the brain and the nerve endings of your muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's actually the somatic nervous system,
right?
Which is still all part of the one nervous system, the central nervous system. And the central nervous system sort of breaks, comes out into the peripheral nervous system. So we've got all of these different acronyms, I suppose.
Yeah.
Like you've got your CNS, which is your central nervous system. Then the hierarchy underneath that is then the sort of comes out into the peripheral nervous system.
Yep.
So the central, obviously right down the center of you. Peripheral just means that it's going out to the outer extremities of your body. So all the hands, feet, legs, eyes, gut, all of that. So the peripheral nervous system has three different parts. So it has your somatic nervous system, which is your muscles.
Yep.
It has your autonomic nervous system, which is your heart and organs and things. So they run without thinking about
it.
Then you have your enteric nervous system. Okay. But I just want to touch on the autonomic nervous system, just go dive down a little bit deeper.
Let's
in
go
that
there.
Because that has, so that sort of has like two pathways within it. So it has what we call electrical signals or synapses. And synapses is really just like an ending point. It's where the two nerve endings kind of talk to one another and communicate.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah?
So you have electrical signals, and they are the ones that conduct all that information from, it's literally from cell to cell to cell. It's like Chinese whispers, right? Right. From the brain all the way through.
Yeah.
And so that's quite a fast signal. And that's why that's part of the, like, it runs the organs and, you know, you want that to be fast so that your heart doesn't,
that's right,
you know, get the wrong message.
We don't want a delay there.
Right? We don't want any delays. That's right. And it's also, you know, in smooth muscle.
Okay.
So smooth muscles like your enteric nervous system, like your gastrointestinal system. So that, what that, what its job there is to make, make all of the muscles move. So that's what helps move the food through the intestine.
Okay.
And then it also has chemical signals, so chemical synapses. So that's a slightly slower message pathway.
Mm-hmm.
But these chemicals are released so that they kind of jump across that bridge from neuron to neuron. Now, the chemicals we're talking about are really just things like hormones,
okay,
neurotransmitters. So I don't know if we remember way back when I first started talking, we talked about neurotransmitters. So things like serotonin, dopamine, GABA, they're all neurotransmitters. And they're chemical signals from the brain. So, so I just wanted to kind of break that down as part of the autonomic nervous system, the ANS. Now we get to the enteric nervous system, which is the brain of the gut.
Okay.
So there is over 100 million neurons.
Who's counted them? Have you been doing that in
your
spare time?
Look, that's a good question. I don't know how they But shout out to all those medical scientists out there, because they do, they do amazing. Like, they actually do have to count, like, through microscopes, they count cells and all sorts of things. Like, I don't know a lot about their job. My sister's a medical laboratory scientist. She blows me away when I hear just the smallest things about her work. So shout out to all of those medical laboratory scientists that are listening, because huge job, very important too. I digress. but yes, lots of neurons in your gut, which is why, as I mentioned way back then, they talk to one another. So
But, you get so excited.
I do get so excited. It's just, the body is just such an incredible place. It's huge.
We are learning to love the body.
That's awesome. And I mentioned those 100 million neurons that were actually counted and named. But they monitor chemical changes, they monitor the stretching of the gut walls. So that's how digestion works. Mm-hmm. It's sort of, you know, that communication back to the brain, not feeling well, or, you know, there's a lump there that needs to be moved, yeah, or anything like that. But also the chemical changes. So things like blood sugar regulation, that's all part of that as well. We will get into that, because that's another fascinating area. Let's be honest, everything about our body is fascinating. But and also that's part of the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system. Mm-hmm. So if you remember, we've got the fight or fright. There's actually four Fs in that now. It's fight, fright, flight, or freeze.
Oh.
Because they're the four main sort of trauma responses, I suppose, or stress responses.
See, I only thought there were two, but
there's, yeah.
Two more.
We've got two more now.
Okay.
Yeah. Or the parasympathetic, which is your rest and digest.
Yes.
Yep. So that's where they come in, those two, well, partly. There's also the hypothalamus, but let's not go into that. I think I went into that last week. So in totality, that nervous system is basically there to help us recognize, are we safe? Are we functioning? Do I have enough energy? Do I need to flee? Do I need to fight? Do I need to just freeze and be safe in this moment? So the brain isn't operating separately from the body, though, and that's what it's really important to remember about all of these different nervous system components, I suppose, is that we are a whole being, and parts of our body are communicating constantly to keep us safe and running properly. So,
incredible.
Yeah, gut, hormones, immune system, sleep cycles, stress responses, all of that is connected through the nervous system. Yeah. The nervous system, actually, okay, let's just go into, because, sorry, a little bit of a side quest.
Let's go. It's like a little bonus round.
Right, bonus round. I love it. The enteric nervous system, your gut, also has what we call, big word, right, gut-associated lymphoid tissue. So for short, we call it GALT. GALT.
Hey,
so
we have, that's really cool.
Right? And what that means is we have an immune system that is embedded in our gut. How cool is that?
Mind yet again blown. Right.
So that's why everything affects everything in our body.
Damn, that's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. That's that immune system being regulated, I suppose, somewhat by the central nervous system.
Beautiful.
Quick recap on the stress, on the stress responses, that fight or flight, and so the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. The sympathetic nervous system stress response, flight or fright, it mobilizes energy. It helps us respond to danger and challenges, but it can look like anxiety. It can look like panic, digestive upset, trouble sleeping, racing thoughts, irritability, all those sorts of things. So if you sort of see that in someone in your teen, don't immediately go, oh, they're being a difficult teenager. Maybe their stress response is overreactive. And on the opposite side of that, your rest and digest, so your parasympathetic response, which we really want to encourage, is it helps the body recover, supports digestion, emotional regulation, healing, all those sorts of things. So I just wanted to just quickly bring in the other part of the sympathetic nervous system response. You know how I said there's the four Fs?
You did, yes.
Yes, and we're very familiar with the fight or fright.
Yep, I know those two well.
Up, kind of racing, panicky, anxious sort of response. The other side of that response is the freeze or flee.
Okay, these are new to me, so I would love to learn about that a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. So what they actually look like, it's the same response. And if you think about it, if you just take it down to sort of an animalistic kind of viewpoint, when animals are in danger, they'll do one of those four things. They'll shake in fright. They'll fight their way out.
Yeah.
They'll flee or they'll freeze and hope that the danger just soars over the top of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah? So that's why those two have been added in, because they are still part of it. And we're recognising that in behaviours now. So the behaviours that you might see in that is things like exhaustion, complete shutdown, so numbness, that emotional withdrawal or withdrawal completely, so just don't want to talk or struggling to engage in anything. So that kind of more depression sort of picture, I suppose, rather than the anxiety picture. And that lack of motivation and just general flatness. So that can be what that freeze or flee sort of, still same response, same nervous system component, but just a very different picture. So it's really good to be mindful of that, particularly as a parent. I think if you're looking for a teen who's,
that's,
you know,
really good, Em. Yeah.
You know, struggling, and they're not showing that up kind of anxious state. They're more showing that flatness. It could still be that their stress response is overreactive or is responding to something. They may not even be aware as well. That's the main thing, like, because the body talks to itself continually. We might be responding naturally without actually knowing that that's the stress response coming out.
That, so, I know, is going to be so helpful, because, like we were talking during the break, it's so easy when you see your kid kind of shutting down. Well, what's wrong? Like, we get louder thinking that'll break them out of their shell, but it's not always the case.
And particularly when they're in that freeze state, they're already in that. Like, again, just think about an animal that's freezing because of fear. That's the stress response. So that kind of overly, what's going on? What are you, you know, that can just heighten that freeze response as well. So a really gentle approach of, hey, I've noticed you, you know, you seem really flat. What's going on? Is there anything that's really, you know, kind of on your heart at the moment? Or naming the behavior that you're seeing, I think, is a great start, because they might really not recognize that they're doing it even, you know. So you just don't seem yourself at the moment, honey. What's going on?
That's so good. And all the parents out there, really take note of what she's saying. We know our kids. Just these are little ways in which you can better connect to them. Like you've said, Em, maybe the kids themselves don't even know what's going on. So it's actually helping them help themselves. So that's really powerful. I love it. Look, we've got 30 seconds until this break finishes. Can you just tease us with something before we come back from a song?
Alrighty, I'm going to bring it back to the gut.
Oh, it's her favourite part of the body.
My favourite part.
What are we going to talk about, the gut?
We are going to talk about, I'm circling right back actually to the production of neurotransmitters and things. So I'm not going to get too technical, but I think it's really important that we recognise how much the gut has to play in this space.
You like this area?
I do like this area. It's predominantly where I work the most, because I believe, as a naturopath, that most things start in the gut. And the reason we believe
that's a big statement.
It is a big statement.
Most things start from the gut.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
Tell us more about that.
And there's probably a lot of medical professionals, if there's any listening, I apologise if you disagree.
We agree with you, Anne.
But if you think about it, our perspective on that is, if you think about a car, okay, you need to put good fuel in the car for it to run. But if the engine is not working, like the gut, then it doesn't matter the quality of fuel you put in the car. It's not going to, that fuel is not going to get to where it goes, and the car is not going to function properly.
I see. Right? So, very good illustration.
Thank you. So that's why we focus so much on the gut. And as we've already talked about, there is so much that the gut regulates within the body because of the nervous system, because there's over 100 million neurons in the enteric nervous system. It regulates hormone production, digestive juices, and so bile production, insulin, neurotransmitter production, so your moods. There's just so much going on inside that intestine.
Amazing.
You've got microbes there. It's got a whole new world. I sound like Aladdin.
Sorry. Happy Princess Jasmine. Not Abu.
Sorry. But yes, there's a whole new world in there. I can't say that now without thinking of the song. And those gut microbes, they live in harmony, and they need to be in harmony for everything to work properly. Otherwise, if they're out of whack, so we have millions of microbes that live in the gut synergistically with us. It's like a symbiotic relationship. So they need us, we need them.
Yeah.
And if some of those populations, because there's lots of different types of gut microbes, and if some of those populations are too big, like they get too big, then you can end up with things like small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, or, you know, dysbiosis, which just means that things are leaking through the gut that shouldn't be leaking through the gut. And what that looks like is things like bloating, pain, wind, you know, digestive dysfunction, basically.
Gotcha. Okay. Wow,
yeah.
So important.
Yeah. And so how do we know that there's digestive dysfunction? It's a hard conversation sometimes because we don't talk about our private motions.
Mm.
But if I'm seeing someone in clinic, it's the first thing I want to know about, because it tells me so much. Absolutely.
So you didn't ask them about their day, what their favorite color is?
Oh, I might start with a nice icebreaker like that. It's But fairly quickly, I will go into their digestive function and asking them about their emotions.
Why is that?
Because it'll tell me, depending on, and I'm sorry to gross anyone out here, but basically depending on colour, on whether it's hard to pass or not, or so consistency, all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And if there's pain during, after, before, if once you've gone, it's the pain is eased, those sorts of things tell me a lot about how that overall digestive function is working. Like if it's, you know, colour can tell me a little bit about bile acid production, for example, can tell me about how certain foods are being digested and broken down. It can tell me whether there's enough hydration. There's so much that it can tell me, and all of that will give me a picture as to where to work to help improve, whether it's your immune system or your moods or, you know, anything like that, because it, you know, works out from there.
And this is so amazing. Now, our time goes far too quick.
It does, doesn't it?
But we're going to talk more about it next week.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, give us a bit of a teaser.
Bit of a teaser. So I'm going to go into the chemicals, like, of our body. Yes. And neurotransmitters.
Do I need to wear a lab coat or anything? we love you so much. If you've got any questions for Em, send them through priscilla@963.com.au, and Em is more than happy to answer them.
Oh, yes.
Have a great rest of today. We'll see you next week, Em.
Yes.